Now, after spending a couple of weeks in Chelmsford, this week you're off to Harlow, I believe, Margaret.
That's right, Scott. Harlow Tye, to be precise.
And
we're going to the Essex Reformatory School, which was opened in 1856 for the bad boys of Essex to be sent to.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. Apparently, it was extremely successful. It opened in a farmhouse in Harlow Tye. There was farmland attached, and the idea was that the young delinquents would be sent there after committing their crimes, and they would engage in worthy work on the land,
mm-hmm.
learning how to be farm labourers, also work in the house as well. And apparently, the whole venture was extremely successful. It's credited with cutting down the amount of crime in Essex tremendously, although we have no actual statistics
mm-hmm.
for it. The school closed in 1879. The only reason why it closed is because the law had changed slightly, and instead of being sent to learn farming work and the land, these boys were now being sent to what were called industrial schools to be trained. Too young, really, to benefit from being thrown into prison.
Mm-hmm.
So the school closed in 1879. There are still hangovers from the school that was there in a couple of houses called reformatory cottages.
Oh, really?
And they form part of the original complex.
What ages would the boys have been to be sent
there? Boys could have been any age, from very young. I don't believe they took under fives, but certainly from about 6 or 7 years of age upwards, they would be sent there for as long as it was decided they would benefit from the regime.
You wouldn't have thought at six that they would have been doing such dreadful things to be sent there.
Well, there was a real problem in most areas with young boys who were out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they were orphans, of course, and nobody was really taking responsibility for these young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was decided that this would be a more useful venture than just sticking them in an adult prison.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next week then?
After Essex Reformatory, I'm now going to go to John Clare, the poet, who has a connection with High Beech.
Okay. Thank you very much.